You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Just sitting here in the Macmillan Gallery. It's very dark, a lot of curtains around me. And I've got Lauren Gutzel here, a DPAG curator. How are you doing, Lauren?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing very good. Very excited to talk about this work. This new exhibit, Stars Land, is a result of the Aotearoa DPAG Visiting Artists Program. Is this a residency program?
It's a residency program. It's a program that is supported by Creative New Zealand, and the gallery partners with the Dunedin School of Art as well on the residency. And so we run two residencies annually. One brings an artist from Aotearoa to Dunedin, and the other brings an artist working internationally to Dunedin as well for a sort of lengthy period to make a new body of work. And it culminates in an exhibition. So it's about being in this place, experiencing this place and the community, and then, yeah, there's an exhibition outcome at the end of that.
Cool. And the chosen artist for this program was Nicola Farquhar. There we go. Nicola Farquhar. Okay, cool. does that mean that that Nicola Farquhar's works on display are all new works?
They are. The majority of them in the show are new works made during this residency period. There are a couple of works that were made just preceding that time, and some works that she decided to paint over and sort of layer in different ways, but the majority of it are all new works.
Now, how does Farquhar respond to the surroundings of Otsepoti, in particular the geology, flora and fauna? Because I know that those are kind of some striking themes that she uses in her work.
Yeah, that has been a sort of narrative that has continued across bodies of work, but I think it's sort of probably in terms of her time spent here, I think her engagement was far more in the space and time it sort of offered to focus on some new ideas and experiment with new materials. You know, Nicola's someone, she's a painter. She works primarily in oil and acrylic on linen or canvas. And the narrative sort of nature of her practice means that all the different things that she's sort of thinking about come through the work in different ways. Sometimes it's quite sort of abstract and ambiguous. It's not always right there on the surface, but she is primarily, you know, she's interested in composition of a painting and colour and texture and form and how those things and all the things that she is thinking about end up on the canvas. And the viewer then comes to that and takes from it sort of what they see. And some of it's quite geometric, some of it's quite representational and can be a little bit more, I suppose, obvious to some of the forms that she's looking at. In this show, she was able to experiment with some other materiality of form, which was in the video works that she's made.
Awesome. And speaking of the video, this exhibit features paintings, video, and a publication. And what is this publication?
Yeah, good question. So the publication probably was one of the things that came first in her process. She's someone who loves reading, is constantly reading. Her interest in language and words and stories and how stories are told is something that underpins how she works as a painter, as an artist. And so this publication, Nicola brought together and selected a group of texts. Some are poems, some are excerpts from bigger novels, like a chapter of different texts that she was reading and thinking about while she was working on the paintings. So there's kind of a nice relationship between, yeah, what she was thinking about and reading, and then how that somehow informed or maybe didn't, but was sort of present in this space of making this show. And so there's authors from New Zealand, from Dunedin, Emma Neal, other authors like Bernadette Hull, Janet Frame, Ruby Solly, Tricia Grace, and then international authors like Bora Chung, Stanislaw Lem, Kim Hai-soon, Kesper Henderson. And so I think there'll be texts that are familiar to people. The interesting thing about it is it spans a huge period of time. Some texts sort of, I think maybe like 17th century text right up to contemporary Britain last year in 2023. So it spans a huge range of time, and it kind of, I think, out of context for some of the texts, it sort of shapes the way you think about them and how you come to them when they are a little part of a bigger story, but you're reading them in combination with all these other voices and ideas, and you're sort of experiencing it through the lens of Nicola. So it was interesting. And then in that as well, there's a beautiful set of illustrations of Nicola's paintings to kind of help bring it all together, I suppose, as an outcome of the show. But it very much, I suppose, the series of paintings and the video and the publication all sit together as works in that space.
Amazing. I can't wait to read this publication. Farquhar's work often plays on sci-fi tropes. What are some of the tropes that she utilises, and how does she represent them in Stars Land?
sort of initially, like the title of the show, Stars Lands, kind of immediately sets up this dialogue between the earth and sky and what exists in between that space. And I think Nicola's really interested in space as a concept, as something that's physical but metaphorically kind of sits between the forms and ideas that exist in her paintings. You know, with this show, we spoke a lot, and she was thinking a lot about planetary bodies, our relationship to the natural world, and the possibilities of worlds that exist beyond our one, is that kind of idea of what's different beyond the Earth that we know. And then, yeah, sort of cosmic mysteries. I guess it's all quite big ideas. I don't know if she sort of has specific things that are so obvious that people will come to the work and immediately see that, but I think she's sort of laying down narratives and points of connection that find their way into her visual language.
My last question for you this morning is around, I guess, the production of new knowledge. When I spoke to your colleague, Lucy, 2 years ago, she mentioned that one of her favourite aspects of being a curator is linking with artists in the production of new knowledge. What would you say is some of the new knowledge or perspectives that have been generated in Stars Lands?
Well, I can't speak on behalf of the artist, but I would say in watching this process, because, you know, one of the things that we are proud that the residency offers is this space and time and support to test out new ideas and to figure out, maybe do the things that artists have been thinking about but haven't had the opportunity to do, or the support to do, or, you know, there's lots of different sort of factors that come together and what ends up in a show. And so I think with Nicola, it's been a pleasure to watch her go through a process of figuring out how she could sort of push the materiality of her practice, moving into like moving image works, and she's also done a painting on glass, and to sort of test those ideas and figure out how she can make those different forms make sense as a unified language. And I think it's something that she, from my reading of the situation, has found really to be quite successful. There's lots of things in that show that she wants to move forward and take further, which is a great outcome when she feels like it's something actually like, yes, there is something here, this is interesting, and how those things are all kind of sitting together and feeling for her, and where that will then lead as next steps, and how the residency can support that for artists is really great.
Well, it seems like the program's working very well.
We would hope so.
All right, well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.